You're listening to an IOE podcast,
powered by UCL Minds.
This is Research for the Real World. Conversations with researchers about the paths they've taken to shape our everyday lives.
Now, are you like me? Do you look back at your youth and remember teachers with particular fondness? I speak to some of mine occasionally.
Do you?
I spoke to Miss Rainbow a little while ago. I spoke to
Miss Rainbow. No. Yeah. I don't know a Rainbow family.
Yeah, Miss Rainbow.
Think back to your favourite teacher, or a teacher that made you get a grip on those results. Or perhaps way back when, in class, you didn't have the support that you wished for. Either way, those experiences are currently impacted by a lack of staff.
Thousands of children in England and Wales will be off school today because teachers are protesting about their pay by staying off work.
The largest teachers' union in the UK, called the National Education Union, or NEU, asked more than 300,000 teachers and support staff to vote on whether to have walkouts, and more than 9 out of 10 voted yes. So why is this happening?
I have to say, things are very, very difficult in schools at the moment, and the announcements that the government is making about what they want their next steps to be are just not living up to the expectations and what's needed in the system. We're facing a perfect storm.
Right.
We've got massive mental health crisis. We've got really low attendance because of illness, spiralling illnesses. We've got a lack of support for SEND pupils, for special needs pupils. We've got social care falling apart at the seams, and all of those things fall back onto school.
Problem across schools in England. Last day of term at Hammersmith Academy before a well-earned rest for kids and their teachers. According to the report, almost a quarter of teachers are working 12-hour days across the nation, and more than a fifth are working in excess of 60 hours a week. The effects of increased pressures on the profession are having an impact that this head teacher says is worryingly easy to measure every time he advertises a job.
When I first opened the school 13 years ago, and we were getting, you know, bundles of, you know, sort of 20, 30, even 40 applications, sometimes it's as few as, you know, 3 or 4.
It's widely reported that there are ongoing and severe teacher shortages. These teacher shortages mean that we don't currently have enough school teachers here in England, especially in subjects including secondary science, maths and languages. And this isn't unique to England. According to UNESCO, we need 69 million more teachers worldwide in order to achieve the goal of universal basic education by 2030. But what do we mean by teacher shortages? In terms of causes, teacher shortages are driven partly by low teacher recruitment, meaning that not enough new teachers join the profession each year, and low teacher retention, meaning that a high proportion of existing teachers leave the profession in order to work in other sectors. Together, this low teacher recruitment and retention lead to larger class sizes and a higher number of teacher vacancies. In fact, the National Foundation for Educational Research recently reported that schools in England posted 93% more vacancies in the last academic year compared to 2019. So how can we address these teacher shortages and therefore improve education for young people in England and elsewhere? Hi, I'm Emily McLeod, and I'm curating this season of Research for the Real World, all about teacher recruitment and retention. I'm one of the regular co-hosts of the podcast, and I'm also a former teacher myself. Now, as a PhD student, my own research is all about why people do and do not want to become teachers. So I can't wait to learn more about research on teacher recruitment and retention from other colleagues at IOE. First, I spoke with Dr. Asma Benhender about the root causes of teacher shortages in different countries and how the pandemic affected those factors. We also spoke about how teacher pay and financial incentives can impact the workforce.
The structural issues of low competitive pay and difficult job conditions hasn't changed. It's just that the external option has changed temporarily. And also what's important to be aware of is the fact that it seems that, at least from the recent surveys that has been conducted during the pandemic and in the early post-pandemic years, it does seem that this preliminary evidence suggests that teachers' working conditions have become actually worse post-pandemic. There is like this big issue that we are going to face for like the next decade, which is the learning loss of pupils that was accumulated during the pandemic years. And it's a massive task that teachers have to perform, and it's a massive challenge they have to face.
Dr. Laura Uthwaite spoke with Professor Caroline Daly about her research into the early career framework, which supports those who are new to the profession to develop their teaching expertise, and what impact this might have on retention amongst early career teachers.
Teachers enter teaching because they want to make a difference. Now, that might sound quite sort of a bit of a cliche, but they do want to make a difference. They want to be able to know that the work they spend hours on each day actually helps children and young people to learn, to really enjoy their learning, to find school worthwhile, to find subjects worthwhile for secondary teachers, to make school such a rewarding and fulfilling place to be for the teachers and the young people they work with. That's what makes people want to become teachers.
And finally, I shared my own doctoral research with Jo Nicol. In this episode, I spoke with Jo about how I use longitudinal research, tracking young people's teaching aspirations from age 10 to age 22, which enables me to examine why some young people want to teach and whether or not young people then choose to pursue teaching as a first career. We've got this large survey data from young people at six different ages, between the ages of 10 and 21. And actually, when we asked how open people are to teaching, so this isn't necessarily whether or not young people definitely aspire to teaching, but whether or not they consider it, a third of young people at all ages, so whether they're still in primary school, whether they're at different points in secondary school, or at the end of university, or in work, all expressed an interest in teaching. And I think that is really promising, but I also think it hints at teaching being a common backup career. I look forward to sharing this important research with you. So, get ready for season 19 of Research for the Real World. Search IOE Podcast to make sure you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.
Research for the Real World is produced by IOE Marketing and Communications and IOE Research Development. The theme music was created by Rob Cochran. Tatiana Sotero-Diaz is the series advisor. Amy Leibowitz is the series producer. And Jason Ilagan is the executive producer of the IOE podcast.
Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this IOE podcast.